Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Twyla Garside and we're going to be talking about therapy dogs. So good morning to you, Twyla.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good and I know you're great because you're here with your dog Effie at the Women's Health Program sponsored by the Cass County Health Systems. So let's talk a little bit about Effie and tell us about this one dog you have.
Okay, Effie is a Shetland Sheepdog, better known as a Sheltie. She is 11 years old. She is a registered therapy dog and a retired show dog.
Okay. What do you have to do to get a dog to be a therapy dog?
Basically, you would start with them as a puppy, socializing them to people and everything that they may come into contact with. Then they need to go through a form of a dog obedience classes, and then you can go through a therapy dog class, and then they will be tested to see if they can pass the test to become a registered therapy dog.
Okay. And we're going to talk a little more about some of those tests. But let's talk about, Twyla, some of the places you go and how you work with people using your dog as a therapy dog. Where do you go?
I go to hospitals, nursing homes. We've done some hospice. We have gone to some ladies' clubs that have asked for our presence. We've even done some library work.
Okay. So as I was visiting with some folks who came to say hello to you, and those people work at the Cass County Hospital, they were saying how much they enjoy you're coming to work at the hospital. What do you do when you come into a hospital?
We come in and just go around and visit with the patients. Hopefully we make them feel better about their stay here. We just pause for love for a while.
Okay. Can you give us a few examples of how Effie or any of your other dogs have kind of interacted with people and kind of what the positive results have been?
We have requested by doctors to go up to critical care units, thinking it would be beneficial for the patient there to have a dog. We've been requested to go to up into surgery to the prep area when they've had patients that may be mentally challenged and need to be calmed down. We've visited, my most dramatic experience was going to visit this one lady at the hospital. We walked in, and my dog put his feet up on the bed, and the patient started petting him, and then pretty soon she started talking to him. And I kind of heard this commotion behind me, and I turned around to see what was going on, and the two nurses were standing there whispering, and one of them kind of had tears in her eyes, and I thought, I wonder what's going on. So we finished up our visit with the lady and went out into the hall, and I said, what's wrong? What's happened? And she says, that lady has been here with us for 30 days and has not spoke one word until today. That was my most moving experience.
Well, it's almost like a miracle, I think. I mean, when that kind of thing happens, it's just, you go, this really happened. It's almost kind of unbelievable. But I'm sort of in the field of animals are unbelievable in their relationships with people. What about working with children?
They're great with children. We've had an experience where a little boy had surgery and wouldn't get out of bed and try walking. And we're requested to bring the dog in. And he decided he could walk with the dog. And so that was remarkable, too.
Some great motivation for
child
to get out of bed and move a little bit. We may think of some more of those stories, but let's talk a bit about this testing. You've done the obedience training and some other special training, so now they're going to go through this testing. Tell us about some of the different things they do in this testing.
Okay, they will have your dog weave between a crowded people. There will be people in crutches, wheelchairs, IVs, walkers. They see how your dog reacts to this equipment. They will have you facing a wall with your dog facing that way, and someone will walk behind you and drop a bedpan to see how your dog's going to react to noises and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty good test of what they could face as they go out and work with people.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. They run into so many different things like elevators. Most dogs have never been on elevators, and they have to accept that even their first time. Mm-hmm. Going up stair steps like you have in a hospital, a lot of dogs have never experienced that. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that you need to desensitize your dog to. One thing I did with my other dog who had long floppy ears was I desensitized his ears, not only for the children, but geriatric patients with shaky hands. They always went for his ears. And I didn't want him to be fearful because somebody was tugging on his ear.
Oh, yeah, and that could be pretty annoying for a dog, I think, to have somebody tugging on your ears. Or maybe tugging on a tail or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, definitely a tail.
So before they get to that testing stage, I mean, you've talked about a few things you've done. Tell me a little bit more about, now you have several dogs. How do you decide this dog may be a therapy dog, this dog probably isn't going to work?
I guess it starts when I get them as puppies, socializing them with things around them, strange things, to see how they react to them, how they react to people. I have one dog that's very hyper, and she's a good dog, but she would never be calm enough to be used as a therapy dog. Mm-hmm. They have to be in control of themselves. So that is the whole key. Can your dog be rowdy 1 minute, and then when you put the working collar, be calm?
I was just going to ask you if she acts differently at home when you're not working than when you're working.
Oh, yes, yes. She's like a tornado.
So how do you teach them that, okay, now you're working?
I guess that has to do with the obedience training. When you snap the leash on them and say, let's go to work, and then you start with your obedience training, and they're not allowed to play at that stage of their training. And it all kind of falls into place.
And you said Effie is a Sheltie. Have you used other kinds of dogs?
Yes, I have a standard poodle, London, and she's the one that's in training right now. And then I have a Louisiana Catahoula Leopard dog that I rescued from Hurricane Katrina from Louisiana.
And she's going to be a therapy dog?
She will not be a therapy dog.
Okay. But again, I guess you have to be a really special person, I think, to detect, to know which dogs are going to work and which aren't. When did you start having pets? Do you remember?
I've always had pets. Yeah. I was bringing home everything from squirrels, birds, rabbits, anything I could get my hands on. Okay. And I've always been an animal person, and I got extremely interested in the wolves and their socialization pack, so to speak. And so then I started watching dogs and seeing how they interacted with people and the different traits that you just look for, the signs.
And did you have to go through any special training in order to train the dogs? And, I mean, have you gone to any schools or anything like that to be trained as a dog therapist?
I've taken several dogs through dog obedience training. I've done a lot of showing with my dogs. I'm also an assistant instructor. So I guess I've had some training.
Yes, and when you talk about show dogs, of course, they have to be very much in control also, so I can see how you could go from the show dogs to the therapy dogs. And you do live really close to where we're talking right now. You're from Adair.
Yes.
And so if somebody was interested in learning more about dog therapy, or maybe they know somebody who needs some help, how can they contact you?
They can.
I don't know. Do you have a website, or do you want to give a phone number, or should they just, for instance, call the Cass County Hospital?
They can reach me on my home phone number, 641-742-3834, and I will give them whatever advice that they're asking for. The Des Moines Dog Obedience Center in Des Moines has a training session for therapy dogs. So I could give them their number, too, if they were interested.
Okay. And so that is sort of, you know, I was saying if individuals thought they need some dog therapy, but I think there are people who think they have animals who might be good therapy animals. So you can give them some help that way, too.
Yes, definitely. And if they will go through the therapy class, they will either pass or fail at the end when they're tested.
Okay, very good. Well, very, very interesting. And I thank you so much for visiting with us, Twyla Garside. And until next time, let's just all be thankful we have wonderful animals to help us out.